Mahmoud, Hungary to Germany, 2015. 17 days from home. Hungarian people on both sides of the road stopped and stared as Mahmoud and the rest of the refugees marched down the middle of the highway. Men, women, children, they had all come pouring out of the detention center after Mahmoud, joined by the UN observers, and the police had done nothing to stop them. The refugees stretched from one side of the northbound lane to the other, blocking cars from passing them. Packs of young Syrian men walked and laughed together. A Palestinian woman pushed a stroller with a sleeping girl in it. An Afghan family sang a song. The refugees wore jeans and sneakers and hoodies tied around their waists and carried what little they still owned in backpacks and trash bags. Mahmoud's father and mother found him and Walid in the crowd.
"Mahmoud, what are you doing?" his father cried.
"We're walking to Austria," Walid said.
Dad showed them the map on his phone.
"But it's a 12-hour walk," he said.
"We can do it," Mahmoud said. "We've already come this far. We can go just a little farther."
Mahmoud's mother pulled him into a hug, and then Walid, and soon their father had joined them. Refugees streamed around them, and when Mahmoud's mother let them all go, she was smiling and crying at the same time. Cars honked behind the marchers, trying to get past. More cars stopped on the other side of the highway to honk and cheer them on or boo them. A police van pulled up on the opposite side of the road, and through a loudspeaker, a policeman told everyone in Arabic, "Stop, or you will be arrested!" But no one stopped, and no one was arrested. Mahmoud and his family walked with the crowd for hours, visible, exposed. It was scary, but energizing too. They marched quietly, calmly, flashing peace signs at people who cheered them on from the sidelines. Police cars with spinning red lights paced them on the other side of the road, occasionally weep-weeping to warn some car away. News helicopters flew overhead, and a woman from the New York Times worked her way through the crowd, asking Mahmoud questions and interviewing refugees.
"See us," Mahmoud thought. "Hear us. Help us."
12 hours had seemed like nothing when Mahmoud added up all the time they'd been walking since they'd left Aleppo. But this walk quickly seemed endless. They had no water and no food, and Mahmoud's stomach growled and his lips were dry. He felt like one of the zombies from his favorite video game. All he wanted to do was lie down and sleep. But Mahmoud knew they couldn't stop. If they stopped, the Hungarians would arrest them. They had to keep moving forward, always forward, even if it killed them. Later that night, Mahmoud and his family at last reached the border of Austria. There was no fence, no wall, no border checkpost. Just a blue traffic sign by the side of the road with the words Republik Österreich inside the EU's circle of gold stars, and above it, a sign with the red and white flag of Austria. The Hungarian police cars stopped following them as soon as they stepped across the border, and the refugees paused to hug each other and celebrate their escape. Mahmoud fell to his knees, fighting back tears of exhaustion and happiness. They had made it. It wasn't Germany, not yet, but Germany was just one country away. The refugees were still laughing and congratulating each other when the phone Mahmoud's father carried beeped an alarm. So did another phone, and another, until the whole crowd was a chorus of alarms. It was time for the Isha prayer, the last prayer of the day. Mahmoud's dad used an app called iSalam to find the exact direction they should face to pray to Mecca. Mahmoud's family found a patch of grass all to themselves, and the hundreds of other refugees did the same, and soon they were all bowing and praying together. It wasn't ideal. They were supposed to wash themselves and pray in a clean place, but it was more important to pray at the right time than in the right place. As he recited the first chapter of the Quran, Mahmoud thought about the words, "Thee alone we worship, and thee alone we ask for help. Show us the straight path, Their path had been anything but straight, but Allah had delivered them to this place. With His blessings, they might actually reach Germany.